My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of Steelers wide receivers, former Steelers stud Martavis Bryant, who caught a 94-yard touchdown as a rookie and went for 765 yards in his second year in the NFL, signed today with the Washington Commanders. Martavis Bryant is 32 years old. His last game he played in the NFL was in 2018. The last time that he actually caught a ball in the NFL that same year was in 2018. He only did that 19 times. So you've got to go back to 2017 to find the last time he was a actual legitimate contributor on a team, like who regularly played and regularly got targeted. And he was 26 at the time, 7 years ago. People are working themselves into a frenzy today because Washington signed Bryant, who was in the XFL, put up, I think, 14 catches a couple years ago. He was on the Cowboys practice squad around their building last year with Dan Quinn. But he's going to be 33 this football season. Mm-hmm. And I want to reiterate, his last really nice season was 7 years ago. So you'll have to forgive me for not really getting overly animated about this acquisition. I don't want to channel ancient philosopher Ron Rivera here, but this is more interesting than it is important to me. I think it's interesting because he's a big name and he's 6'4". Tell me when he makes the team. Kind of vibe for me. Like, this is what happens this time of the year. Guys get brought into camp. They work out. Camp bodies are added. They're subtracted. August signing. Middle of the preseason. They still got to cut 40-some guys. Like, I don't see this resulting in him catching a bunch of passes this year.
So here's why it's interesting to me. And I'm with you. It's probably, I can't believe we're channeling Rivera here at 215, but it's actually a great way to think about it. Interesting versus important. Here's why it's interesting to me. They could have signed Martavis Bryant any day for months. Months and months and months and months and months. Starting with January 1st all the way up to yesterday. Right? They could have done this at any point in time. They played a preseason game. Things happened in that preseason game. You know, Bryson Tremaine had one catch on three targets. Jahan Dotson played deep into the second quarter. I don't know what to make of it all. But I know this. After the game was over, now's the time we signed Martavis Bryant. Not before, not back in OTAs, not in March, not in April or May. After we played a preseason game. I don't know what that means exactly. I don't know if it means, oh my God, we need receiver help. I don't know if it means we need to push a couple of guys' buttons. I don't know if it means, you know, we decided that this 6'4" guy, now he's in much better shape to help us, at least in training camp or in the preseason, than he would have been a month ago. I have no idea what it means. But it's hard for me to ignore some kind of correlation that it wasn't months and months ago where, you know, as you talked about, it's a camp body. Because he's not making, who knows if he makes the team. I'm not counting on him for 50 catches or something crazy like that. But immediately after they play, kind of the first day we get everybody back together, now you sign the guy, I'm kind of going, my hand is going up just wondering what that means, because there's something.
Yeah, that's fair. I think all that's true. I just, the reaction that I've seen today has been...
like they just signed a stud?
No, not even that. I think there's a few people maybe that think he's going to go catch 70 balls again in his career, and I will believe that when I see it. I'm not going to completely dismiss any possibility of him being helpful, but I don't see that coming. Martavis Bryant of 2016 ain't walking through that door. But the reaction I'm seeing is... that this is somehow an indictment on their receiver room in some way. And if that were the case, then you should probably sign someone that can help you in September. And maybe they think that's him.
Mm-hmm.
But like, just as an example, there are guys available who have had recent good NFL seasons. There are guys that are going to come available that get cut from training camp who caught 50 balls last year probably. If they don't like their receiving room, that's the type of receiver you should be added. To me, this is a flyer. This is a kick the tires proposition. There is no harm in this. This absolutely
makes
sense.
Right, no downside, yeah.
This is completely what I would be doing this time of year. A 6'4" receiver when I have nobody with any pelts on the wall with any size above 6 foot in my receiver room, basically, who had some big seasons years ago, who's available? Sure. Why not? There's nothing. There's no downside to this. There's no harm. I just don't know that there's a big upside necessarily either. And for the people that are saying, see, that this means they want some help in their receiver room, I guess. But if they wanted some help in their receiving room, I think they would probably go in a different direction to get someone who's recently helped the receiving room other than the XFL 14-catch season 2 years ago.
Yeah, someone that has catches within the last, say, five seasons.
So just like since
that.
Like two presidents ago. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Which I get. I don't know. I'm not drawing any conclusions yet. Because how could you? I guess if you walk in with a preconceived notion, which I have, by the way, where I go, I see an issue. I don't think this receiver room is good enough. I think they should have done something more.
But I think people are taking their opinion and just putting a transaction on it.
And that's kind of where I'm going. You can't build the bridge between my view of their receiver room and
right. This
is why they did that. Like that's too much of a leap.
Like
that's too far.
Martavis Bryant starts opposite Terry McLaurin against Tampa. Like, this move does nothing for their on-paper receiving room this season, mm-hmm. Is, I guess, my point. That's all.
Right.
Does bringing in a dude who's had some success and some size make sense in the middle of August? Of course. But whatever you thought about their receiving room before this move is exactly how you should feel today. This doesn't change anything. Now, if somebody got cut, and I don't even know who to, suggest, but let's just say a recent starter... Or even a guy that like Russell Gage signed with someone 2 weeks ago, I remember. He's a former Buck, and he played with the Falcons, and he did some good things. Like, if he was signed, I would say, oh, that's interesting. Even Byron Pringle, to me, was more a move that felt like an indictment on the receiving room than this, because at least that guy caught balls here last year.
Yeah, I mean, for example, Juju Smith-Schuster just got cut by New England. Now,
yeah, who was horrendous last year.
And has he lost a few steps? He didn't have that many to lose in the first place, and he's lost them. Michael Thomas, a guy that at one point was one of the preeminent receivers in football, is available. Hunter Renfrow as a slot guy. I mean, there have been a number of guys.
Renfrow, that's a volume guy you could throw some passes to. He could catch some passes. He can move the sticks. But I actually think they're pretty set at the slot, more so than on the outside. To me, it looks like they need, especially now that they're moving Dotson into the slot, which he ran, I think, 58% of his snaps. One of the reasons he ran so many preseason snaps, I think, was he was getting run inside. To me, it seems like they feel like they need someone out wide. And partially, that's why you take a chance on a guy who's 6'4", who can go up the ladder. But two things can be true. Their receiving room isn't great, and also... That doesn't necessarily mean that Martavis Bryant is fixing that.
Yeah.
He's just the guy that they signed today.
A different way to say it. This is not them panicking and going, oh my God, we need help at receiver. We've got to do something about it. If you're going to do something about it, in quotes, it's not guy that's been out of the league for 6 years.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.